Ding Magot was arrested on Sunday at Nyakron shortly after she interviewed a young man who participated in a peaceful protest at Konyokonyo Market over souring commodity prices. The Association for Media Development in South Sudan, or AMDIS, issued a statement on Friday saying AMDIS and the entire media fraternity in South Sudan is concerned over Magot's continuous detention. The statement said Magot's detention has serious repercussions on press freedom and safety of journalists across the country. AMDIS says it has been closely following the case with the other media institutions, and until now it's not clear why Magot was arrested and detained. The AMDIS statement says, quote, AMDIS therefore calls upon authorities in charge to release Ding Magot immediately. Journalist Ding did not commit any crime. She was only doing her job as a journalist, fulfilling her duty given to her by the Transitional Constitution of South Sudan 2011, end of quote. Aya Irene, chairperson of Female Journalist Network, or FGN, an organization advocating for the rights of female journalists across the country, says if anyone has a case with Ding as a journalist, she should be reported to the media authority, the regulator of the work of journalists, who should handle her case.
Ding does not deserve what she's going through now. Ding is a journalist. And she has to be treated differently. We expected her not to be arrested, but rather if there was any issue against her, it was supposed to go through the media authority. Because the media authority is the right body by law to settle issues regarding journalists and media houses. So we were surprised that Ding was arrested and detained.
Magot was arrested by government security agents and taken to Bullock police station, where she spent a night. On Monday, she was transferred to Melekia police station, where she also spent a night. The following day, she was then transferred to Juba Central Prison, where she remains. Irene says Magot was arrested on duty while doing her work as a journalist and does not deserve a detention.
We strongly call for immediate release, and we would like, if there is any case against her, it should be tabled to the media authority.
Akwoch Ajang, chairperson of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, describes Magot's arrest as unfortunate, saying it's against the spirit of respecting press freedom in the country.
It is true that South Sudan is the most difficult place for the journalists to do their job. It is true, the Republic of South Sudan is the most difficult place for activists to express their views according to the constitution and laws of the Republic of South Sudan. We are supposed to be protected by law. We are supposed to be protected by the constitution.
Ajang is calling on the government to release Magot immediately.
This is very unfortunate. It is a violation of civil rights as per our constitution. It is a violation of the peace agreement itself. They talk about reform in the Republic of South Sudan, including freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. So this is very unfortunate, and I call upon the government of the Republic of South Sudan to immediately release the journalists.
Information Minister Michael McQuay told this program the South Sudan Media Authority is handling Magot's case. No charge has been announced against Magot so far. Her arrest comes in the backdrop of growing economic hardships across the country as the South Sudanese pound depreciates against the dollar, leading to a jump in prices of basic commodities. Today, $1 exchanged for 650 South Sudanese pounds. The continued devaluation of the South Sudanese pounds has continued to push food prices even higher. Magot's detention is the latest this year. In February and most recently in June, security forces detained several journalists for hours after covering press conferences that were organized by opposition lawmakers at the premises of the National Legislative Assembly in Juba. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.